Let's check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. I want to start off with a few questions from listeners about COVID. Number of people asking, when is the next COVID booster due? Will I need another vaccine? What's the latest? Haven't heard much about that lately.
Right. So, yeah, things are fairly calm in the COVID front right now, and that's actually good news. Although I do see my sporadic severe case and have in the last couple of weeks. Bottom line is, in terms of booster, anyone who is 65 or older should have already gotten a second booster this spring. And there will be a new formulation that's going to come out in the fall that everyone really ought to take. And so that's where we are. And for all three of the vaccines. I thought we were going to talk about kamikaze bacteria today.
I know you're very excited about this report you sent us, exploding kamikaze bacteria. What is it, and why do we care about this?
Well, so first of all, it's just part of how nature is fascinating, isn't it? But we've known for a long time that some of our immune cells, for example, neutrophils, which back when we first learned about neutrophils, we thought that the way that they killed germs for us was that they would gobble them up and then sort of dissolve the germ inside of them. But it turned out that some of our neutrophils facing a large external enemy will just explode, right, and release all kinds of chemicals to kill a particular germ. And we call, and they form a, sort of a net of goo filled with powerful toxins that help kill whatever the neutrophil is trying to kill. What we didn't know, and so here's the conversation on the exploding kamikaze bacteria, is that the germs have the same technique, and that they designate a subpopulation that does the same thing that our neutrophils do, but obviously now in reverse. So we have kamikaze bacteria instead of kamikaze neutrophils that then release an overwhelming amount of really powerful toxins so that their side of the battle, if you will, gets the upper hand. And the study that this refers to came out in the journal Nature, Nature Microbiology, and it talks about Yersinia and a particular Yersinia called entomophagia and its particular toxin. That's not one that we see in human, that particular species. However, there are very, very dangerous Yersinia that do infect humans. In fact, one of the best known is Yersinia pestis, which is the bacterium that causes the Black Death or plague.
Hold on one second, so, Dr. Marty. Wait a minute, because my head exploded when you said neutrophil. Is that right? What's that?
Oh, those are white blood cells. Those are like the white blood cells that are the first to follow and come if you've got like a fungal infection or or the type of bacterium that's extracellular. These mm-hmm. neutrophils come to the rescue to try and get rid of something as quick as they can, and they're very, very good at it. So they're one of the first responders, if you will. But our neutrophils basically are some of them are kamikaze neutrophils. They explode, and they form, and from their exploding bodies, if you will, they form a neck that then engulfs bacteria with incredibly powerful toxins that then kill the bacterium. But, by the way, is one of the reasons why, have you ever had something pus-filled in your body or whatever, there's so much of our own cells that die when those toxins that are supposed to be killing the bacteria damage our own tissues.
So how can we make sure in our bodies we have a healthy amount of this bacteria fighting substance?
Oh, well, just the bottom line is to lead a healthy lifestyle. Eat right, sleep right, and exercise. Those things are going to permit your body to have the nutrients that they need, because obviously, you know, we often forget when we eat, we have to, you know, what we eat is used as building blocks for the proteins and other things that we need, whether it's, you know, whether it's, sometimes we need fats, sometimes we need amino acids, right? And you can't, if you don't have a balanced diet that has all the elements that are essential, right, then you can't properly make something. Just like if I didn't have the letter I couldn't spell Mississippi, no matter how well, you know, I just can't spell Mississippi without a bunch of I's.
Got it. Well, all right. Well, coincidentally, exploding kamikaze bacteria is a great name for a rock and roll group, too. So I think you're going to hear a lot about this as we head towards Lollapalooza. Dr. Eileen Marty, always interesting. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, Dad.